Rabban Daf Menhei Amud Beis, 5 lines from the top. Amar Rove Lomeli the Kosa Brachmone Shichva Zera Beshivcha Harufa Shichva Zera Beishes Ish Shichva Zera Besoito. He says there are 3 places in the Torah when it speaks about beer, and there it mentions Shichva Zera. What does Rashi say? Lomeli lemichtav shichva zera beishes ish, well, eishes amischa leisitein shok shechavtocha lezora. So there you don't need gemar biya, v'yisrabi bo haro meikeshe de Rabbi Yoimi. So why does it say shichva zera? Shichvoscha lezora. And by soita, shichva zera besoita hanistero, a soita that was nista, the neseras misofit, ksiv v'shochav ish oisa shichva zora. And by shivcha charufe, so the Gemara says as follows, the shivcha charufe kedamora. Dr. Rashi, the beinam gemar bi, the loitei mekeheichi de mechayiv malkis parom, lachayiv nami osham barom. The Ritas Lashon of Rashi would seem that that you are chayiv malkis if you make harom on a shivcha. The layir kodesh is like all chayiv elavim. Only the osham, the chayiv osham, you're only mechuyiv if you made a gemar beer. As we said yesterday, from der sameach could be it's very good. I mean, if you hold asro sofek shmo asro, you take a chayiv malkis. But in this achiyev malkis, no, but poyel, if you hold asro, so if you loish ma'asro, so teltach an asro. And there's an apkin, you know, so achovo, so in torech asro, you could get malkis. So, shivcha charufa is very good. But shivcha charufa, it said, shivcha zora, to tell us we need gmar bi in order to be mechayev an osham. The eish is ish. Prat le mishamish meis. That what it says, well, Eishas Amischa Siten Shchavtocha Lezora. So that's coming L'mishamish Meis. So what does Rashi say? Be'ever Meis, Be'loi Kishui, Dein Roi Lazria. So it's coming to tell us that a beer that is not Roi Lazria, you're not Chai. In L'choire, and if we'll say that is pshat by Eishas Ish, Halochayre Hukshu Kol Arayis Ladodi, so Memeila by all Arayis Halocha will be like that, and Mishamish Meis Barayis will be Potter. So the Gemara says this is a very good pshat, but it's a machlokes. Zanichal Oman the Yomah Mishamish Meis Barayis Potter. According to the Man Yomos, Mishamish Meis Barayis is Potter, so it's very good. So this is the Makar. The Makar is Shchavtocha Lezora. El Olaman Diyom Achayiv Ma'ikal Ameima. But if we hold Chayiv Ma'ikal Ameima, so what is the pasuk coming to tell us? Mishamish Meis is Chayiv. So the Gemara answers Elo Prat LeMishamish Meiso. They're speaking about an Eishes Ish. Katai, they're speaking about Eishas HaMischa, Leshit and Shchavtocha Lezora. And she died. Now, there are 2 girsois in the Gemara, and L'chayre, Pshat in the Gemara, is totally in these 2 girsois. The Sal Kedai Tachamino, I would think, Hoyol, La'achemise nami ikri sheiroi, since la'achemise, she's also called sheiroi. That means when a wife dies, so she's still called a sheir to her husband. She's still related to her husband. So eima l'chayiv alo be'ishas ish. So I would think you're chayiv be'ishas ish. It's kamash melon. So the pasuk comes to tell us that it says shchlesitin shchavtocha lezora. You need a bia that is roi lahazria.
Hameisa is not Roy Lazria. We'll elaborate soon on this Nakuda. So that is if we are Goyres Hoyel. If we're Goyres Hoyel, so Pshat is Salka Daita Chamina Hoyel Achamisa Nami Ikra Sheire, that means that's a fact of life. Lamaisa after Misha, she is a Sheire. She is an Ashesi. Aima Lachayiva Lo Beishesi. I would think he should be Wuchuyim. She's an Ashesi. Kamash Malon. So then the Kamash Malon is, but the Abiyas Mesa is not called Abiyah. Because that's not Abiyah, that's Hoyel Azriya. If we'll take out the Hoyel, so then the Gemara is read with a whole different concept. Let's say again the Gemara. Elo prat le mishamish meisa. The sal kedai tachamina, I would think. La achamisa nami ikre sheire. I would think la achamisa, she's called an eishes ish. Is aima lechayiv alo be eishes ish. I would think itaka mechayiv alts eishes ish. Because I would think she's sheire. Kamash malon. So then the kamash malon is that she's not an eishes ish. That as soon as she dies, she's not an Ashesi. So the Ptur is not that there's missing the Maisa Biye. No, that there's no Elva. She doesn't even say Elva an Ashesi. So there's two Mahalchim how to learn Pshat in our Gemara. Let us see Rashi in the beginning of Tosis. Later, at the end of Tosis, we'll have to see the Gemara further first. Let us see Rashi. Anich laman da omar b'shvus b'perk yediyas hatume l'mishamish meiso eishes ish la'acham isos yuz mishamish an eishes ish la'acham isos sal kedai tachaminem hoyo la'acham isos she'era de baila mikri after misa she's also called the she'er, the koriv of her husband d'chsiv gabitume ki'im l'she'eroi so you metame l'she'eroi. So the pasuk is speaking about Klo after she died. He's metameta. He's metametu sheiroi. So she is still called sheiroi after misosa. So we see she's still called his korif. Vamrine sheiroi zu ishtoi lechayev ale. So I would think you should be chayev. So then the Kamash Malon is that a Bias Meso doesn't have a Teres Bia. That is the Kamash Malon. And the Rishashtain is, it's very mistavel to say like this, because there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin as follows. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that a person who's Reveya Atreife, so he's chayiv misa. So the Gemara says, what's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, I would think just like a person is reveya a mace, there's no chayiv misa. Reveya zochu, that's a mace, there's no chayiv misa. So I would think a treif is also the same, kamash malon. So Rashi says that by a mace, it's a goof. That's nitzdanin. There's no hanor whatsoever. It doesn't even tell us beer. Mashen can a treif and lomdus is there, aber it's nischamim, there's chimum over there. So memeli is chayim al tzrevei ezoch. So the Rishash brings a raya, so we see klo the gemorin nemdon for a dover poshit, that by a meis, the chson isn't a meis a beer. It's not considered a meis a beer. And that's a gewaltige Reihe to Rashi. Now, Tosis, it would seem, was not Goyres Hoyel. So then the we have to learn the Gemara differently. The Salke Daitach Amine La'acha Mise Nami Ikri Sheire. I would think, Yechayev, since she's called Asheira, no, the Salke Daitach Amine that she is called Asheira, La'acha Mise Nami Ikri Sheire, that she's called a nation sees, is Kamash Malon, that she's not a nation sees, that after she dies, the kurve falls off. So, Tosfos, Agavucha, before we say Tosfos, The Tosfos HaRosh says, Rashi brought a raya that she is sheiroi. The Pasuk says that he's metame l'sheiroi akoy ve'ilov, so she is sheiroi. So the Tosfos HaRosh says, no, l'sheiroi means to the woman who was sheiroi, not she's now sheiroi. Now she's no korev anymore. L'sheiroi means that he should be metame to the woman who was sheiroi. For her, the pshita lom, bepeirik yesh noichlim, the ein habal yoirish es ishtoik shehu bekeva. The Gemara says in Yesh Noichlim, the ein habal yoirish es ishtoik shehu bekeva. That means as follows. That means that when a wife dies, the husband yashins her. That's the aloche. Now, by Hilchus Yerusha, we have a aloche that a korev yarshins his korev afilu bekever. That means, let's say, for example, as follows. Let's say you have a father that left over a son. That son had a daughter, and the father left over a daughter also. So you have a father, a son, and a daughter, and a granddaughter. So now the halacha is, if you have a son and a daughter, so the son yarshins, the daughter doesn't yarshin. What if the son is dead? So now you have a granddaughter from the son, and you have a daughter from the father. So if you'd ask us, who's a closer relative? The daughter is much closer than the granddaughter. But the halacha is not like that. The halacha is the son, bekever, yarshins his father. So Memela, so he's a son, so Yarshin's the father. And now his daughter, Yarshin's her father. So Memela, the granddaughter, is before her father because of the Yerusha Bekever of her father. And all Yerushim Yarshin Bekever. No, there are certain Yerushim that don't Yarshin Bekever. As follows. Now what? If you have a wife and a husband, and the husband, so Kozman, the husband is alive and the wife died, and the wife had children. Our own children. So the din is that the husband yarshins. The husband yarshins the wife. He's before her children. What if the husband died before the wife, and now the wife died? So the Gemara says, Ein habal yoyresh es ishtoik shehu bekeva. A baal will not yarshin his wife kshehu bekeva. When he's bekeva, that means that let's say that she had children, and he had his own children, he had brothers. So he's not yoyrish as ishtay kshehu bekeva, and Yerusha goes to her mishpoch. That's what the Gemara says for Dova Posh. V'komar nami hosom, kishem she'ein ha'ish yoyrish es ishtay bekeva, Lahanchil Kroiva, the Gemara says just like that's a double portion, that a husband does not yarshin his wife bekever to be manchil to his kroivim, kachaben lo yirash es imoy bekever lahanchil laochiv minov. We mentioned before, a ben yarshin is a father bekever, a ben does not yarshin a mother bekever. So, hodib shitalei bebal tzfeimi beben. So, from the Gemara, it seems that's a dover poshet. A baal doesn't yarshin a wife when he's bekever. How did the Gemara know this? Hainu mehach drosha dahoche. We learn out from this drosha. The Ashmeinon, the La'acha Misa, Loi Mikri Sheiroi. Because the Pasuk is telling us why if a person is boil, a meso, an Ashes Isha meso, why is he not Chayiv Misa? So Kolchoch Pshat is because she's not considered Sheiroi afterwards. There's no relationship between the wife and the husband after she died. So she's no more nashis ish, and that's why if someone is boyala, he's not mechuyev misa. So we see that the sheiros is nifka b'misa. So hu adin, the Gemara said, if the husband died first, so it's also the same din, that the sheiros is nifka. Therefore, the husband does not yarshin his wife. Now there's a meiradike ha'ore from the Rishash. L'chayre, Taisvis put together two things, which l'chayre, they're not similar. What is the din if a husband dies? So the Gemara says in Kedushin, Mises Abal is Mata. If he doesn't die, you're allowed to get married. And the Gemara says, how do you know Mises Abal is Mata? Because it's a Hekish, Geirish and Temisa. So just like Geirish is Mata, it's Mises Mata. So now, a person like Rishal, if a person gets his wife, do you ever have a meaning that he should Yashuna? Zichanat. He's not a wife anymore. If Mrs. Abal is a mater, she's allowed to get married now. She's not a wife. That's poshut. So if Taisvis wants to explain a Gemara in Baba Basra, the Gemara in Baba Basra said that the Gemara in Baba Basra said that a husband that died before his wife will not yarshin his wife. So Taisvis is searching what is the makor of the Gemara. How did the Gemara know this? So l'chay, you know what Taisvis said, because it's a Gemara in Kedushin that says Mrs. Abal is mater. That's what Taisvis should have said. Taisvis ignores the Gemara in Kedushin and finds a Gemara in Yevamis. And what is Agamah speaking about the other way around? Agamah is speaking about that she died. Now, when she died, the Zichano Matir over here. The Zichano Matir. But, so Taisvis is Medame, that Taisvis is Medame, that as long as she died, there's no Kiruv anymore between her and the husband. So Taisvis says, so when the husband died, so there's no kira between her and her husband. So Bemison, I had an aura, I found Rabbi Yankov's Renavoche asked the Kashis, according to Taisvis, the Gemara in Kedushin wants to know, how do you know that Mrs. Abal is a matir? So Gemara should have brought this posik. Taisvis is Madame, these two. Taisvis says he can't yashna because they're not related anymore. And there's no Isteracious Ish because of that. So that's the Makeda, Mrs. Abal is Mater. Yeah. There's a Shaila in Pisre Tshuve and Simen Yudzayin Sivkotten Aleph brings down a shaila. What is the din if a husband dies and he becomes alive again? Kom Rabbe v'shochte l'rabzeire. So what happened with his wife? L'chayre, she's allowed to get married. Next day made Tchias HaMesim. So now what happens now? So the Pischa Tshuva classes for a Shaila. Rabbi Chanan and Kavitz Mamorim speaks about the Shaila. I mean, could be there are two in Yonim. I mean, that what Agim Morris says, that there's no Sheiris to Ameis, that Ameis saw there's no Sheiris, it would seem to be saying that there's no Kulve from a Meis to a Chai. I mean, that's the Inyan. There's no, a mace doesn't have any kulva to, I mean, a kulva of Ishus, a kulva of Sheiris is non-existent from a mace to a chai. So, l'chayre, als this svara alone, what'll be the din if he becomes lebedik again? Let's say the case of kom rabbe v'shochte l'rabzeire. So, l'chayre, but after rabzeire became alive again, so l'chayre, now, here this adin in a mace, that a mace can't have a kulva. He's lebedik again, so the kulva will be chayzer v'niyah. The Gemara in Kedushin is telling us, Mrs. Abal is a matir. It's a matir, finish. It's he'll get alive again. So l'chayre, it could be that that's a shtikel teretz on Rabbi Yankov's kasha. Kozman, one is a mace, it's not shaykh to have a kuva of sheiris between the husband and wife. Al koponim, this is how, so we have a moiridike machloikis Rashi and Toisvis pshat in the Gemara. What is pshat in the miut? If the miut is that it's chosel the maisa bia, a bia of a maisa is not kind bia. So therefore it's negeya by a zochu, and it's negeya by all arayas, that it's felt in maisa bia. That's a Rashi lerm pshat, and Toisvis lerm pshat, that the posik is megala, that there's no she'eris by a meisa, that there's no, so a melus a felt in aishas amischa. That is why it says, shichva zera by aishas ish. V'soita lomoli. Now why does it say by soitim, shichva zera? V'shochav ish oisa shichva zera. The site alomali, lich the sanye, shichva zera prat le dovaracha. By a dovaracha, this is the din of that, site, a suffix site is also labau, is davke, if it's a bia shichva zera. The dovaracha, there's no, she does not also labau. My dovaracha. Omar Rav Sheishes, prat le shekine lo shaloi kedalko. It's, he made kinui, and shaloi kedarko. We'll see exactly, Rashi and Tosis, what this means. But there was a kini altistery in Pliny, but let's just say one pshat, so it's not pshat in the Gemara, that he was choshed his wife. His wife, with this person, he was choshed, he'll be boil her shaloi kedarko. Kedarko, he wasn't choshed him. Shaloi kedarko, that he was choshed. So he was Mekana's wife, he told his wife, he was Masra's wife, altistery, you shouldn't be misyached with this person, because I don't trust you, I'm choshed, I'll be bo you shaloi kedarko. Fine. And so Bamil said, the Pasuk is saying, but you need a kinui of shichva zera, of a bia that she's really sabe. So this is a kinui of shaloi kedarka. So there's no, she's not nesar al baila. So the Gemara says, it can't be that. Amalei rove mishkeve isha ksiv. There's hukshu shnei mishkove isladodi. So we have a hekish, whatever haloche applies by bia kedarka, applies by bia shaloi kedarka. So memele, if a stira, a kinyan stira bia kedarka, asar isha labailo. So a kinyan stira v'shaloi kedarka, also asar isha labailo. Elo oma rove prat l'shekine lo derech eivor. That the kini was that he shouldn't be boil her derech evorim. Derech evorim is al psora mi bachut, so be boil her. And he has a no, she doesn't have a no. And al koponim, and that's not called, and he was choshed on this, and that's the kini istira. Omala yabaye pritzusa osa rachmone. This isn't a beer. I need a meat for this. Without a meat, I wouldn't know it. That means this is zicha meise pritzus, but she wouldn't become a soiter from because of such an anhoge. Elo omar rabaye prat l'shekine lo b'neshike. That the kine was that we'll have later a machloikis. If what is haro? Haro is tchilas beer. If hara means neshike or hara means hachnosas hatorim. So we have a machleke. So Amar Rabbaye prat l'shekine lo b'neshike. He was mekana her that she shouldn't be nisyached with this person. He's choshut to be boil her b'neshike. So the Gemara says as follows. Anich l'man de yoma, in the pasuk says, l'maise, that there's no kinui. So Neshike doesn't have a Torah's Biyim. So it's very good. So the Pasuk tells us that you need Fakert a Biyim that's Royal Azriya, and Neshike is not a Biyim that's Royal Azriya. El Laman Diyom Azu Neshike, but there's one Man Diyom that holds that hagozu nishike, that nishike ba'isei mokim, is lemaise, also is a teiris biyem, ma'ike lemaima. So it's zicha osa. You can't say the pasuk is coming to be mamayit nishike. Now, there's an often a kashe on this gemara here. Rabbi Yankev Zechayin Ovoche asked the kashe, I think others asked the kashe. Abaye asked the kashe on Rove. Rove said that the pasuk is telling us if there was kinui derech evorim, the pasuk tells us she doesn't become also labailo. So Abaye said, please, you need a pasuk for this. This is not a pool of znus. This is pritzes. Anisha doesn't become also labaila because of pritzes. Fine. So Ella Omar Abaye, Prad l'shekine lo b'neshike. It's speaking about that there was a kini on neshike. And the Gemara says, oh, that's very good. If Aroz achnosus ha-Torah, it's very good. If Aroz achnosus ha-Torah, so what is neshike? Pritzes. So why, what is the difference between Abaye's teretz and Rav's teretz? And Rav's teretz, he jumped on his neck, pritzus ba'ome. And Abaye's teretz, it's neshike. Neshike is also pritzus. It's not beer. And this is very good. So Rabbi Yankiv says a very interesting pshat in our Gemara. He says, we know that a soite, a suffix soite is also labaila. Why is she also labaila? Because there's a raglai on the dover. That means like this. We take everything into consideration. He's choshet her, and he warned her she shouldn't be nisyachid. And the afal piken, she was nisyachid. So if you make poshet in mathematics, mistome, that's what happened. Akapon, that's why a suffix site is also. It's like we can assume that what he was choshetar occurred. That's the raglaim ledova. He was choshet and he warned on Bafal Piken. So we can assume, akapon and misuffix, we assume this occurred. So now it's like this. If he warned her and be a derech evon, he was choshetar, she's choshed on this, and she was nisyachet, we'll assume it's occurred 100%. So Abaye, so what? So it did occur. So she's also labailo. Pritzus baume. A pritzus, you don't have to. So it did occur. So she's. I don't need a pasuk to tell me she's muta labailo. Because I feel it did occur. It's nothing. It doesn't also labailo. But Abaye said like this. It's speaking about he was choshut her on the shikir. He knows the boil isn't choshut to make a gemar bia, up on the shikir he'll make. She's choshut on the shikir. So he warned her, you shouldn't be nishyachid of this person, and he was choshut that she'll make a nishikir, and they were nishyachid. So Rabbi Yankov says now like this. So what's the raglaim ledova? Raglaim ledova is, mistami made nishikir. That's 100%. But Rabbi Yankiv says, but if we are choshet him that he made neshike, so we're choshet already he made gemara biyah. Because a person who's in a matzav of neshike, dafazayna tzadik yisroidoylam, not to make gemara biyah, it's eish ben oiris. So memele that's pshat nabayah. So even though the Baal wasn't choshet, but he was only choshet on neshike, but the minute we assume or we're chayish that there was neshike, we'll ask the whole baila because we're chayish that maybe there was a gmar biyah. That's what Rabbi Yankim says pshat in a baila. A koponim, let's go further. Elamandi yomazu neshike, but if neshike is hara, so she becomes also with ma'ika lameim. Elaloi lam shekine la derech evorim. We'll go back to Rav's teretz. It's speaking about that the Indian of as that what is asoite is also labailo is bikpeide de baal tolerachmone because he's makpid for her kokopid and he's makpid on this kamashmalo. Let us just explain this for 1 minute. Pachsach mir, the longest, why is a soita osa labailo? Pachsach mir, the Meforshim say, just like the Torah asad a zoyne lekoyen, is the Torah asad ishtoyshe zinso labailo. That means the iser is zoyne labailo, the Torah asad. Now, in the gather of znus, there's different gedorim, what falls into the category of znus. There's many inyonim of znus. There's a moiridike Ramban, and the Ramban, the machloik is the Rambam in Ramban. And the lav of loisikrevu legalis erve, so the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says, what is pshat loisikrevu legalis erve? So the Rambam says that's an iser and chibuk and nishuk to with an erve. That's an iser de reise, you like on this. Loisikrevu, and he brings a bereise, loisikrevu legalis erve. Loisikrevu, there shouldn't be a kreve that could eventually bring legalis erve. But al kaponim, there's an iser de reise and chibuk and nishuk. That's shitas Rambam. The Ramban says, no, that's not pshat mechumish. Legali selva means beer. There's no iser on minatoira al tzchibuk v'nishuk. But then the Ramban throws in a vote. He says, the only way you could understand an iser of chibuk v'nishuk is al chotzi shir, also minatoira. Amoyre dike Ramban. The Ramban, the herd, he says, this is a chotzi shir. In Chotzishir, it's a Chotzishir in Eichus. It's not Anor's beer, but it's a Chotzishir in Anor. So that's the Rabbat. So Memele, so perhaps we could explain. The Torah asked as Zoyna Labailo, and if the husband is Makpid, and beer Derech Eivorim, so that's also as Nus, a Me'ain's Nus, that's also Bekpeded the Baal Tola Rachmon, Kapit. So I would think that this is osa, it's kamash melam, but it's mutter. Let us see Rashi. Derech evorim miyuchdadim vedosh mibachutz bishar evorim. So Abai es pritzuse kosa rachmone bitmiye kloima pshite de lavkino yui. That's sich not a kinu, the mishum pritzusa loy mitzere alay. Bneshike eiver noisheik bemokim tashmish. Anich alaman di omele kama bishmait na rozu ach nosu sa tore avu neshike lavaroi. Vloy mitzere ole bailo bohochi shape komre. The lavkinu you. Alamandi omanishika roi heichem amayitlo. Now I skipped over a Rashi. So let's go back to the Rashi that I skipped over. Lishekine lo sheloi kedarke. First the Gemara wanted to say that the meat is going on that it was kinyan sheloi kedarke. So the Rashi, nidatu lishoinis in Rashi. He was choishto that she's choshud that she'll become nivul from him shaloi kedarka. Uchsha'oma, when he said altistari imoy, yodua lekoil deledas kain hiziro, that was the purpose of the azore. Tloya yachoishto imoy bebiya acheres. So that's a tight. She was mekano shaloi kedarka. That means, the words he said was altistery. But we understand that we know that altistery means because I'm choshed you that you'll become nivu shaloi kedark. That's one loshin rash. Lishna achrine lishekine lo shaloi kedark. He was mekano shaloi kedark. Altistery imoy liboy loy shaloi kedark. Now, we have to understand that there's two Lashonis in Rashi, exactly what is the Machlokes in these two Lashonis. It's very unclear. Let's see Tosfos. Maybe we'll get a little clearer from Tosfos. Lishekine lo derech evorim. Vim toima, so toisus es sakasha, afilo omolo altisteri stam avikinui. If he said altisteri stam, he asked stire, so tsakinui. Vim kein ma bekach im hiskel nami derech evorim. So was geht mir on, that means if you had to be mefaret, on what I'm choshed you, so good, so he said, derech evorim, it's no good. But altisteri stam, as long as he asked stire, she's also ready. Vim kein ma bekach im hiskel nami derech evorim. Kiven dol omolo nami altisteri. He said altisteri, so was, he was masra on the stire. He was masra that she shouldn't be misyachet. So finish. He said that, so finished. So that's very kinui. Then there was a stire, so finish. What? That his biurim and his artistry, miskenami derech evorim. What does the haskore help? Biyeshloima the hachi perush shekini lo derech evorim. Shama lo eini choishdoch el derech evorim behen shaloi kedarka. So Tosfos says in the Teretz that he told her, I'm only choshed you derech evor, b'chein shaloi kedarka. Now, the Teretz of Tosfos is like the first Lashon of Rashi. It's not like if he said, if he didn't say, eini choshdoch elo derech evor. And l'chayre, Tosfos means to say, as we mentioned before from Rabbi Yanke, that the chshad of the husband is a chelik of the creation of the raglaim ledover, which asses her labailo. So you have to know what he's choshed her for. See, the only choshed her for derech evorim. So it's derech pritzus or so. So I feel naniach that the chshad is a chshad, but in the tak occurred, but it's weiter gar nicht mit gongs. That's lechayre, the second lotion. That's Tosfos Teretz. Tosfos in the kashe wasn't nochis to this. Tosfos in the Kasha, Tosfos didn't understand the Gemara. Tosfos said, he doesn't understand what Shachikini lo derech evorim by saying altisteri stam, by asering yichud, that alone asers. We came mabekach im hiskir nam, so das korav derech evorim is leimah leimoyed. It could be, I'm not clear on this, but it could be that Tosfos in the Kashe, in Rashi in the Lishna Chine, that means we understand kinui and stire as evidence that after she was nisyachet, that's a raglaim ledover, he was choshet her, and he won't her, and she was nisyachet. This is all evidence that Mustama, she became Nessa with the Yichud. There's a very interesting Gemara in Mesechta Saite, Tav Chavov, Bal Shemochal Al Kinuyoy. Amayra de Kemaise. There was Kinuy, there was Stire, everything. Now they're going to be Mashkaha. And all of a sudden the Bal gets very good hearted. You know, Amayra de Kinuy. In the Gemara that we pass in La Locha, Bal Shemochal Al Kiyunay Kiyunay Mochal, finished. No Hashko, she's Mutter. Shalom Al Yisrael. It's very difficult to understand if the whole Indian of Kinuy is only a pesazoi circumstantial evidence that something happened. I mean, Vinishvi, there was Kinuy. We passed Mechila. Mechila won't take away the evidence that we have that there was a Bias Issa. It would seem from there that the kinui is an oiser. Somehow, this kinui, he was, there was a kpeded the baal. I was makpid that you, that the kpeded the baal, zicher spielt a rolle though. So my male is a kpeded the baal that, I don't want you to be together with him. And if he's meichel the kinui, so finish, so it could be, perhaps, if we understand it this way, so could be it matters what the Kpeda was. What did he say? If he said If he mentioned in the kino, he mentioned artistri moli boy loy shaloy kedaka. That was the kpeda debal. That's it. And so, memela in so you have to know if shaloy kedaka asles shaloy kedaka doesn't ask it, but you need a kinoi. If a kinoi is a chelik of the oiser, so you need a kinoi with a loshen that asa. So. Could be that was the second lotion of Rashi. If Shloike Darke or Derech Yeborim is not an Oiso, so Bemele. So it's, so that then she won't become Oiso. Zakhti Gemara Vaita. Now, before we learn the Gemara further, let us finish the Tosfos, Lachem Isi. So, let's remind ourselves, Tosfos learned Pshat in the Gemara, that where it says, Shichva Zera by Eishes Ish, the Pasuk is coming to tell us that a Eishes Ish Shemesa is no Sheiris, and therefore there's no Isar Eishes Ish. It's not Shaykh Akulva to a Mesa. Vim Toima bePerik Talad Mises Memayit Mishamish Meisa Mikra Achine. The Gemara brings another pasuk on this. The Dori Shosam Umeisu Gam Shneim. Both have to die. So the Gemara says, what does Gam Shneim mean? Prat LeMeisa Hurdis. That's the Girs. That's one Girs in the Gemara. What's Meisa Hurdis? Vainu Mishamish Meisa. Meisa Hurdis was to be Mishamish with a woman who's dead already. Kidama Bebobe Basre, the Hitmin Bedufshe Yenukte de Vechashmoinoi. The Gmon Baba Basre relates who this made a revolution connected the Hashmoinoi, and he wanted to marry one of the Bnois Hashmoinoi, and she committed suicide, Tachsachmir. So he went and he was matman her bedufsha with dvash, that she should remain fresh. She shouldn't disintegrate. For yaboh aleli yisuve yitzchay. And he was boilah. For 7 years he was boilah. So the Gemara calls abias meisa, meisa hudis. That's because hudis did that. He was boil kaseidah ameisa. Al koponim, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, how do we know that Abiyas Meisa is Potter? It says, Umeisu Gam Shneim. So we learn from Madrash, Umeisu Gam Shneim. And the Tosfos learns that the vote is not Meisa, the vote is there's no Kulbe, there's no Sheiris between the Isha and the Ish. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin darshens it from a different pasuk, Meisel Gam Shnei. Ve'oimeri, the Itzrech drosha de Shmaitin leman de dorish osom Meisel Gam Shnei ad sheyu shneim shovim. That means this drosha of Meisel Gam Shneim, not everyone darshens that it goes on a Meisel Hudis. One man the Yom Darshans, it goes that the Ish and Isha, both of them have to be Gdoilim. Let's say if one is a Godel, one is a Cotton, so there's no Umesu Gam Shneim, so none of them die. So, according to that man the Yom, you only have a Miut on Mesa. So our Gemara is going according to the man the Yom, the Darshans, Umesu Gam Shneim, Shishneim Shavim, the both should be Gdoilim. V'ho dekomar hosom v'idach maisa hudis lav klumu. He holds you don't need a miut for maisa hudis. Have a motzel lemeim b'denavkelei mikra d'hocher. The Gemara could have said, you learn it out from our posik. Al d'nechelei l'ukmei ha'hitane d'dosh et shishneim shovim afilu command the yoma m'shamish meis b'arayis klumu. Potter. Shamashmesh Barai is Potter. So Tosfos says that Be'emerson, I mean, Argemore was trying to figure out, what the Shichva Zera is coming for by by Eishes Ish. So the Gemara wanted to say it's coming if he was Meshamesh Baiva Meis. So the Gemara said that's very good if you hold Meshamesh Baiva Meis is Potter by Arayis. So, but if you hold Meshamesh Baiva Meis is Potter by Arayis, so the Pasuk is coming to tell us that Meshamesh Baiva Meis is Potter. So for Kert, the Gemara and Sanhedrin wanted to say that this Tana holds Meshamesh Baiva Meis by Arayis is Potter. So he uses the Shichva Zer of Eishes Ish for Meshamesh Meis. And umeisu gam shneim, he doesn't such you shneim shovim. So the Gemara says, so how does he know that, that meisu who this is potter? All the psukim are used up already. So the Gemara says, he holds meisu who this lav klum. He holds misfore, it's nothing. The yeis svorim, da bechlalan geiris meisu who this. The garsi hosom, pratle meisu chidudim. V'chein goyres ba'oruch, u'peirish rashi, shomad is ma'isech idudim, the ma'isech idudim, ha'inu derech eivorim. But we have here a miut that is no chi of mise by derech eivorim. V'koshe, the hoche pshita leila ba'i, the derech eivorim lav klumo. So Tais asks Samardike kashe. Here Abaye says it's a priest's baal, I need a posik to be memayedit. And there the Gemara says, you need a posik to tell me there's no chiyuv misa ma'isa chedudim. V'yesh loyma, da'haynu k'mand yom ha'osim, da ma'isa chedudim lav klumu. Takert is the man yom that says, you don't need a mit for ma'isa chedudim. So Abaye held like that man yom ha. Afuvu l'man de memayit hosam mikro, a fool according to the mandiyoma that is memayit maise chidudim from a posik, so that's pshat narabaye, pritzusu, ikalameimet de mikro, da hosam shitalei labaye hochem. That means after the posik is megala that maise chidudim does never teres bie, so now abaye, so why do you need a miut? By seite, it's pritzus abalmu, so you don't need a miut. Now we're going into the machloikis of if Aroh is Neshike or Achnosis HaTorah. Before we start the machloikis, I'd like to say over a lashon of the Neide B'Yude Madura Tinyone Eben Ezer Chav Gimel, that we should know what falls into the gather of Haro. When is it called Haro? The Neidibudis says as follows. Koidim Pesach HaMoker, before the Pesach of the Moker, Yesh Shtei Sfoyois, Ubeineyim Yesh Stak Omuk V'Oruch. And the two svoyes are the two sides of the two svoyes are the two sides of the yerech. And there's a stak oruch. Ubeinayim yesh stak omoik v'oruch. Ubeemtza oirech hastak, in the middle of this long stak, hu pesach hamoker. That's the pesach, there's a nekev. That means after one penetrates this stack, then one is poigish, is poigeya, with the Pesach HaMoke. Zok the Neide B'Yude. V'kolz man, sheloigia ha'ever, l'nekev ahu shebe'emtza stack, afilu dochak v'nichnas kol oivei oimek ha'stack. The stack has an oimek. But and there was a knisa in the whole oimek of the stack, mechuvin kineged the Pesach harechem. V'loihi gia ad hanekev, loi poga, v'loi noga bePesach hamakor, and that doesn't have a teres bia legabi anything. U'misham, when the eiver is poigeya in the nekev, after the oimek has stack, now let us learn, now we'll have a machloikis in the Gemara, what is called Haro. But Haro is Chayt. Omar Shmuel. Hagoz neshike. Moshali Adam shemeniach etzboi alpiv. A person is meniach etzboi alpiv. He efshel shelo yitchoi kaboso. So he's doichik besar piv by meng veetzba. So the same thing when the Aver is noishik oisei nekev, so memele there's a trikas haboso, and that is called haro. Ki oso rabbe barbachona omar rabbi yoichinen, gmar biye b'shivcha charufe, what is considered gmar biye, zu hachnose satore. Gmar biye is when the whole atore entered. The Beis Shmuel holds that's a tight shachnosas atore, that there was a knisa of the complete atore. So that stems with Shmuel. Rabbi Barbochon Rabbi Yechon stems with Shmuel. That shachnosas atore is called gmar biye. So memele. So what's a ro is nishike. That is. So Rabbi Barbochon and Shmuel agree. Mosiv Rav Sheshes. Shichvas Zara, we learn, it says in the Pasuk, Shichvas, by Shivcha Charufa, Shichvas Zara, Einei Chayev, Elo, Al Bias Hamiruk. But Shichvas Zara means Bias Hamiruk. My love, Miruk Gid, Loi, Miruk Hator. Now, to Teichwörter, in this Gemara, there's a reshash, and I'd like to be mamtik with the Noide B'Yehuda, and we'll understand this, what the Gemara is saying. First of all, the reshash, Rashi doesn't seem told like this, but in Tosfos he says this pshat. The translation of Miruk means Gemar. Just like it says in Yume, Achad Memarik al Yodai, by Shchite, that the Kohen Gadol started the Shchite, Achad Memarik, he's Goymer the Shchite. The translation of Miruk means Goymer. Now, I'd just like to read over the Loshen of the Noide B'Yude. Nidwid goes on our Gemara. And Dachsimil will understand Teichwerter and Hagemore. Teisve says, we'll see Teisve soon. Haro means a bia that she's not roi lihisabel. And we'll see, we'll have a machloikis. We have a machloikis in the sugye, if it means neshika, if it means achnosas hatorem. So the machloikis is, in other words, is she roi lihisaber b'achnosas atore? Yes or no? That's a machloikis amoiroim. Now, what are the tzdodim of this machloikis? So the Noide B'Yehuda says as follows. Hatam shaharo einei roi lazriye. That's a double point. Whatever haro is, but haro is einei roi lazriye. So he says as follows. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, a Gemara Masechtas Nida, the mutter lecha is ba'oma me'atora ulamata. One is permitted to be oiches from the atora. Mishum, what is the heter? Sheshom einai mokim chimum. Because the atora is not a mokim chimum, so therefore there's a heter achize. The aver is mischamim, is a mokim chimum, so therefore it's also leches. Umemele, suck the Noide B'Yehuda, if the atore is not a mokim chimum, umemele einoi roi lazriya. That the roi lazriya means that the matzev, that the eva is berechem o'isho, so the eva becomes nischamim al yidei harechem, and then it's roi lazriya. But, if in the eva there's only the atore, so memele, so there's no chimum, so it's not roi lazri. But now he says like this. Umeato im haro hi hachnosas kol atore. If we hold So the Bnei Yom holds Neshika is very good. Neshika means that the Roisha Torah is forget is pegen the Roisha of the Nekev. So zichen not roi lechimum. So mameila it's not roi lazria. Mitzad the etzem bi it's not a bi that brings about hazro. But he says im haro hi hachnosas kola Torah. If we hold haro is hachnosas kola Torah. Hine. Mitzad mato noigeya hagid bohorechem imischamim. The atoro is lemailo, lemato des gid. Umischamim, filo hochi loy mikri gmarbi, vetzorech loyme desviralon, shein haeva roi lazria ela benischamim becholz dodov. Behold, hekeifei lemailo lemato. That means, so he explains like this, that by hachnosas ha'atore, there's a negiyas ha'eva berechem milamato, and later as it progresses, minatzdodim also, but not milamailo. Milamailo, the atore is mavsik between the rechem and the gid. So the now we have a machloikis, is this called gmar bia or haro? So he says, that is the machloikis. That the Bnei Yom that holds hachnosas kol ha'torah is called haro, he holds that in order to be roi lazriya, you need that the whole eva has to be mukif berechem, and then it's roi lischamim mikol tzdodei ha'eva, so then it's roi lazriya. But if it's only mukif mitzad ha'rechem from milamato, minatzdodim, that does not make it roi lazriya. That if you hold achnosis atore, kol atores called aro. If you hold achnosis kol atores called gmarbi, we have Rabbi Babochon, Rabbi Yochanan said that's called gmarbi. So Rabbi Barabbi Yochanan held that as long as the tachtis of the eva, the tzodi of the eva, and egei berechem, even though milamaila is an atore, that's mabsik, that doesn't matter, it's still called roi lazriya. What is, so mamela, then he says one more nekude. After, what is called gmarbi, if you hold achnosos kol atores called aro, so gmarbi is that was nichnas ma'at yoiser mehagid. So now the whole gid is mukif berechem. If the whole gid is mukif berechem, then it's royal ischamim, then it's royal azriya, and then that's called shichvazore, and then that's royal hoilet. So that's called gmarbi. So now let us understand the lashon of the gemara. So what do you need to be nigmar in order to be called gmar bia? My love, Meshich Vazei Nechayv Ella Al Bias HaMiruk. My love, Mirukit. Mirukit means that it has to be nigmar the knisa that the whole git came in already. It's not sufficient that the study a git came in. You need that the whole git has to come in. So that means a mashu more than achnosas ha'torah. So it's a kashe on Rabbi Babachon and Rabbi Yochanan, who said that achnosas ha'torah is the gmar bia. So the gemara says, loy mirok ha'torah. It means when the ha'torah is nigmar, when the whole ha'torah is nichnas, so that's the gmar, that's called the gmar bia. Period. So we had so far, Shmuel holds Neshike is haro, and Rabbi Babachonet said, Achnosis kol ha'tor is gmar bia. Ki osa Rav Dimi, omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Dimi said, haro zu achnosis ha'tor. So the achnosis ha'tor is haro, not gmar bia. Omru lei, so they told Rav Dimi, wa Rabbi Babachonet, lo yoma hochi, Rabbi Babachonet said, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, that achnosis ha'tor is gmar bia. He says, well, it's a problem. One of the two. Either he's saying a sheker, or I'm saying a sheker. I hear from Rabbi Yochanan this. That Achnosis HaTorah is called Haram. Ki also Rovin Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Haro Zu Achnosis HaTorah.
So the Gemara says, "Ada Rabbi Baba Chone, vade pligi." Nizicher choylek and Rabbi Baba Chone. Rabbi Baba Chone said, that that Hachnosas HaTorah is Gmar Bi. And he says, Rav Nama Yechanan says that that Hachnosas HaTorah is Hara. Vade Pligi. Ad Shmuel Milema Pligi. Is he Chaylek on Shmuel? That means, is he saying, when is it called Hara? Only Hachnosas called HaTorah. And Shmuel says that Nishika is also called Hara, so there's a Machloikis. Or no, or we'll say that, that there's no Machloikis. Bileima pligi. So Gmo says, no, loy, minishike, va'ad achnosis atora, roi koirle, fakert. Maro mechode, maro mechode, v'loy pligi. Shmuel said, the haro starts with nishike, and then Rovin Rabbi Yechon said, it ends with achnosis kolator. Ki osa rav Shmuel bar Yehudam Rabbi Yechon, haro zu achnosis atora. Like that, the gmar biya mamish. Mikan ve'eilach, if it's less than achnosis haTorah, eini elo nishike upotar alei upolig adishmu. Now let us see Rashi. HaTorah, Rashi says, now before Mistome, gmar biya zu achnosis haTorah, mechlal, the Neshike, Haroi Kishmur, the Rabbi Babachon is like Shmur, Sheikh Vazor, Beshimch Rupekoi, Ator Roish Hagidhi, Ve'eino Min Hagid, this is not Gid, Ela Boso, Miruk Shemazria, the Rishash wants to say that Rashi learned the Sheirish of the word Miruk is Hurak Mikeli Al Keli, Miruk is a Loshin Maflit. Badai pligi, the omach nosis atore ziyi gemar biye. That's what Rabbi Bachan Rabbi Yechonon says. Vahochi kori lei haro. Adi shmul doma nishika havi haro, mileima pligi. Tuli shmul havi ach nosis atore gemar biye. Ula rovin nishika lav klumi. Do we say as a machloikas min akotza la kotze? I do me tevayu, bein la rovin, bein la shmul, haro ninu. From nishika till ach nosis atore is haro. Maro mechode, maro mechode, v'loi pligi. Mikan ve'eilech, me'achnosis atore lomata, that means less than achnosis atore, ein elo nishike o poter. Mi de poter be nishike, v'adi polig ad ishmur, nishike kor lei haro, v'ror gabino lo lechi yuvis al kaponim, rab shmur ba yudem rabi yechenin, ischoy lekan shmur, rovin, Omar Rabbi Yochanan could be, is not chaylik on Shmuel. Now let us see Toisvis. Ein echayev elo al biras bias miruk. Nira. So miruk means when there's a gemar. Nira de mechayev b'shivcha charuf afilo b'loy haitzo azer. Not the way Rashi says. Elo shetei bia horuyo lahazriya. One only needs a bia that mitzad the etzim matzev of the bia, it's roi lazriya. K'moi ba'esh esish, t'lei bina neitzo azera. Av agav d'chsiv bo shich vazera. B'loyosi l'me'utei b'shivcha charufe elo haro, that's not roi lazriya, b'sheloi kedarko. B'sepeg beis de krisis. V'nire, Sotaisu says, d'laman d'yoma harozu achnosis atore. According to Manuel Rosh Achnosis HaTorah, Ein Re'uye Lis'aber Baro. So why does he hold this is called Aro? Because he holds it's not really Lis'aber Baro. Elo B'miruk Git. It's only when the Git is Nichnas, that it's Nigmar to the Achnosis HaGit, then it's Re'el Azri. Shemois Re'uye Lis'aber, because if we will assume that it's really saber with haro, abimuk mikro limute haro lo shaloi kedarka. So why am I from shich bezera haro? Why is it missing in shich bezera? She's really saber with haro also. So kochach he holds that she's not really his aber.